We got some major news to dive into on today's edition of Vikings Now by Chat Sports. My name is Patrick Seaman, and welcome in. And, you know, I just want to call a spade here as we kick things off on today's show. Some disappointing injury news around the Minnesota Vikings just dropped. We did get the Vikings' final injury report ahead of the Cincinnati Bengals game, which we'll be diving into right away on today's show. And then also, Kevin O'Connell named who quarterback two is, so we'll be diving into that as well. But guys, we're going to be going live an hour before kickoff this Saturday against the Bengals. The game's on NFL Network, so if you aren't able to watch it, come hang out with us. So hit that subscribe button, and we'll be going live, like I said, an hour before kickoff. Our watch parties are a ton of fun. So quickly, just want to let you guys know, and you know, always hit that sub button to stay up to date with all the latest, you know, news and rumors around the Vikes. But let's dive into it. The final Vikings injury report ahead of the Bengals game. Three big names are ruled out. The first one being Alexander Mattison. That's the most probably, I guess, obvious one, just because he did sprain that ankle against the Raiders, so you wouldn't really expect him to be able to go a week after, especially, you know, playing that running back spot. But Jalen Naylor, wide receiver, the former sixth rounder out of Michigan State, is also ruled out as well. And then Brian O'Neill, the right tackle, who, I will be honest, just a quick little tidbit on Brian O'Neill here for a second. He has really struggled over the last 2 weeks. I understand he was going against Montez Sweat, Max Crosby, two high-end pass rushers, but he has just struggled to kind of maintain his own. And, you know, considering the expectations and kind of my, you know, thought of Brian O'Neill, of him being a top five tackle, I wish he would have, you know, stand his ground a little more. But he is out. Have you gotten word on who will be the right tackle as of right now? But if I had to guess, it could be Blake Brandell, honestly, with Ed Ingram being a full participant in practice. So maybe Ed Ingram goes back to right guard and Brandell does go to right tackle. But, you know, it stinks not to have O'Neill, even though he has been struggling. You know, it's just nice to, like, have those two cornerstone left tackles in Darisaw and O'Neill. But he is out as well with, you know, Jalen Naylor, like I mentioned. But officially questionable is Justin Jefferson. And if you guys saw the video earlier this week, Jefferson said he is playing. So I think maybe this is maybe, you know, him just being limited on the injury report this whole week. So you have to list him as questionable, but I fully expect 18 to go. He seemed pretty confident in every press conference this week that he is going, but then also Chris Reed is questionable as well. So no real big, you know, news. Like, it's not like, you know, losing Brown and Neal is like the world's end for this Vikings offense, but it definitely does hurt. And listen, I do want to get into this point before we dive into Kevin O'Connell naming Jaren Hall as quarterback two, which I totally agree with that move, by the way. But I really do believe Brian Flores will just get the best of Jake Browning in this Bengals offense this weekend. I had a couple of my buddies, we were texting in a group chat earlier today, and we were just discussing, like, he was like, hey, should I start Jake Browning versus the Vikings defense? And I'm like, you know, I really do believe that this defense is legit, and I'm starting to play like a top 10 defense. And I was looking it up, every game this week, or game this year, the defense has recorded a sack. Like, that just kind of speaks to this constant pressure that he brings. And, you know, I think maybe a veteran quarterback could handle the Flores defense and the Flores scheme a lot better than a first-year guy and Jake Browning. But, I mean, Browning's obviously played well, but I just think he hasn't seen a Flores defense where you're lining up 7-8 guys on the line in scrimmage, and you got to kind of pick your spots in that regard. So, listen, I just want to make that point real quick before we dive into, you know, Kevin O'Connell naming Jaren Hall QB2. And also, I do want to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor of today's edition of Vikings Now. It's actually Prize Picks. And Prize Picks, it makes every game so entertaining for me. Even the boring games become entertaining just because you got to let a little extra juice on the line. And if you guys go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and use promo code CLNS, they're going to give you a first deposit match up to $100. What does that mean? When you put $100 into your account and you use that promo code, they're going to give you an extra $100. It's pretty much just, you know, free in that regard. So make sure you guys do use that link. I'll put that in the comment section and description of today's show, but want to give a huge shout out to Prize Picks before we dive into the rest of today's show. prizepicks.com/CLNS, code CLNS to get that deposit match today. So let's dive into Kevin O'Connell's report here around Jaren Hall. So he did announce today that he will be QB2, and I kind of talked about this on the show this week. I kind of did expect this, and I think it's completely the right move, because I think even if Nick Mullins, let's just say he goes out the first three drives, throws a couple interceptions, doesn't really look too good, and Vikings offense is dead, and we're all sitting there sad, and we're like, what the hell is going on? I still don't think Jaren Hall will go in. I think this is Nick Mullins. He gets the full game no matter what goes down. Obviously, you know, injury, that means Jaren Hall would go in there. But I do think this is a week-to-week thing. Like, they're going to assess Nick Mullins on this week. Then they're going to make a decision. And I think what they saw from Josh Dobbs over the last 2 weeks, throwing four interceptions versus the Bears, looking terrible and just not understanding how the – or just not having the ability to orchestrate this offense – and I think they just made the decision. He'll be the emergency third quarterback. And Jaren Hall, our rookie, will get that opportunity to back up Nick Mullins. And it's just so funny that the Vikings now are starting their fourth quarterback this season with also missing Jefferson for damn near 8 games this year. And it's just all this adversity that this team had to overcome, the 1-4 start and all that. And a lot of Vikings fans are really upset with Kevin O'Connell in terms of his play calling. And listen, I get it. You would expect your offensive-minded head coach to do better than putting up 3 points against a Raiders team. But this was also a very motivated Raiders team. This was a Raiders team that has talent in Max Crosby. And, you know, I'm not saying he did a, you know, fantastic job by no means. But, you know, the amount of adversity that this team has been able to come over this year, I think it just kind of speaks to the culture that he's built a little bit. And I understand, I get frustrated with him all the time when it's that run pass. And I feel like I'm watching a, you know, a freaking Mike Zimmer offense. But, you know, I just feel like with all the adversity this team's kind of been through this year, we have four starting quarterbacks, and we're somehow in the playoff picture. And if we win this week, we'll have a pretty good chance to, you know, make the playoffs, which will be awesome. And also, speaking about the playoffs, in terms of a first-round matchup that I think the Vikings can, you know, sort of beat a team in this one, I think it could be the Detroit Lions. And could you imagine that? Let's just say the Vikings, they get the wild card spot. You know, they can't get the division. Even though if they do win out, they do get the division. But let's just say they split with the Lions, they don't end up getting it, and let's just say it's a 3-6 matchup, and we got to go to Detroit. That would be the third time in 4 weeks that those two teams would meet up. I'll tell you what, maybe Nick Mullins gets hot, maybe Jaren Hall, you know, outplays his fifth-round draft pick, and he looks like something. Maybe he looks like a little, like, Brock Purdy magic, and, you know, who knows? But that would be a pretty sweet, you know, first-round playoff matchup where I actually think the Vikings would have a chance. So just enjoy this ride this year. I'm super excited for the game, but I wanted to give you guys the latest news around Justin Jefferson. He's questionable, but I fully expect him to go. Jaren Hall will be QB2. So if Nick Mullins does get hurt, knowing the Vikings' luck, it may happen. He will step in as QB2, and then Dobbs will be the emergency third quarterback. And then Madison's out, Naylor's out, and Brian O'Neill is out. So losing three key pieces on offense, but I'm excited to see Ty Chandler, Kane Wongwu, and the rest of the boys kind of make up for the production that you'll be losing from not having Madison in the lineup. But thank you guys so much for watching today's show. Just make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Show us some love here on Vikings Now by Chat Sports. Our Saturday watch party is going to be a ton of fun, so make sure you guys do tune in for that. See you guys next time. As always, Skol Vikes.